Okay, we are on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. So the Yehuda said that you don't give wine to the kids to be involved. You give them other things to keep them busy and keep them involved. They shouldn't fall asleep and ask questions. So talking about not falling asleep by the Seder, as you want a second line from the top, Amru Olav Rabbi Akiva. They said about Rabbi Akiva, he would distribute kloyes ve'egoizin. He distributed toasted wheat. We learned yesterday in Hashbam, it's the older wheat. And egoizin of walnuts, some kind of dessert. Litenoikas to kids be'ed of Pesach. Why? They shouldn't fall asleep and they should ask questions. Tanya, we learned that Rabbi Eliezer said, choytfin matzahs b'leil p'sachim. Your choytif literally means grab. You grab matzahs Pesach by night. B'shvil t'neike shelo yishanu, the kids shouldn't fall asleep. What do you mean you should grab matzahs? If a big machlek is a shayni, what it means, Rashbam actually gives three pshatim, let's learn the Rashbam inside. The Rashbam, choytfin matzah, about 10-12 lines into the narrow lines. The Rashbam, choytfin matzah, pshat number one. Magbiyen es ha-kaida b'shvil t'neike. We lift the kaida by the table in order that the kids shayishlo to ask. What do you mean? You haven't even started eating already, you're lifting it, you're taking it away. That's one pshat. Chaitvin means taking the matzah away with the kaira. Is the mefarshe, others say that chaitvin, can you swap words? That chaitvin is, no. Is the mefarshe chaitvin matzah oichlin maher. It means you should hurry with the seder. We're just doing Rosh Bam now. You should just hurry with the seder. You need some seidel derech as well. Now those who say that chaytzin matzah means oichlin maher, you should hurry through the first part of the seder so that the kids will be up and they'll be there in the seder. That's another pshat chaytzin matzah. Or others say that you should, when you come home from shul, you should straight away start the seder. Chaytzin doesn't mean hurry through the seder, it means hurry to get the seder started. That's what chaytzin means, in a hurry. Both of these taichim we just said come from Rashi. However, yesh goyim others goyim matzis magbiyin esakaida sheyesh ba matzah morer beit avshilin. We lift not just the matzah, we lift the entire kaida that has everything in it. However, the Rashbam gives a third shot. You know, chaytfi means mesalkim esalechem miyad hatenekis. You take away the matzah from the kids. Shelo yisheini mitech meichel. They eat matzah straight away. They'll become drowsy and fall asleep. We don't want the kids to come drowsy and fall asleep. So what does it mean? Chaytfi is a matzah. We take the matzah out of the hand. They shouldn't eat. Kederech hatinik achilosei. Normally they eat. They fall asleep. Veshuv lo yishol. Won't ask any questions. You grab the matzah, they won't fall asleep. They will ask questions. Claim they won't fall asleep. They won't eat enough to get full. The yishul, they'll say, I'm hungry, give me a little bit of matzah, and that's it. They'll ask questions. They'll see the other changes we make. They'll ask questions. Specifically to kids to keep getting around. So interesting, three pshatim. So chaytvin either means that we hurry to the meal, or we lift the kaira. Oh, we take the mats away from the kids. Don't let them eat too much. The chaytvin means grab it away, you take it away from the kid. But Rabbeinu Peter Shekeiniker Oisa Losha Shepirashi Chaytfin is Memarin. Rashi holds that Chaytfin ideally is to hurry through Lechel to get to the Seder. Don't delay when you come off a shul and start preparing everything. You should have all ready and get started. And in fact, it sounds to me Memarin Lechel sounds to me even more than just get started, like sort of a bit hurry through the thing in order to eat. It's not the Manishtan, it's the Ikid the Suda. After we Agav we can say that Agav Gerora. By the way, the Kama Kedeshlishin shouldn't sleep. Shouldn't see what Rabbi Kiva says about not falling asleep. The Chayish shouldn't fall asleep. But today, two separate things. Now, the two as a segue between the two. Rabbi Lezer, I did lach them to grab from the kids. Achasha ochlumat to eat a little bit. Kadesha lo yishu fall asleep. And Rabbi Kiva, I did just oil my yishu hurry. Lasa say the teddy mishnu. Start to say before they fall asleep. The Rambam learns chaytim matzahs is they grab the matzahs from each other. That's where the meaning it probably started with a, they steal them out of a cayman. Says he might Tanya Omar a lot of kids about Kiva back to the Gemara, 6 lines on the top. Miyambav in his lifetime, Omar, he never said Igiya Islam is medicine. Never said time, get up, stop learning, chutz, except at a Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. Why at a Pesach did he tell him stop learning because the kids, kid they shall you shouldn't fall asleep? The Rishonim have a problem with this. This is how the Rishbam is shouting about it. What do you mean? What kids have to fall asleep? What have to do with Rabbi Kiva and his shir? Well, the mothers can't put the kids asleep? You need the fathers to come and put them in bed, tuck them into bed? What does it mean? Doesn't mean that the Malamdim should let the kids go, then one Malamdim doing Rabbi Kiva's shir. They should be teaching the kids. So who's Rabbi Kiva talking to? Who did he say, go home Erev Pesach early so that the kids can go to sleep? Who was he talking to? Therefore, they changed the girsah. It was not Erev Pesach at all. It was in Pesach by night. And Tosis here says, and other Rishonim say, that the minig used to be that they all used to learn every Yom Tov by night. They didn't go home. They all sat and learned. The only exception was on Yom Kippur by night, Pesach by night, so they can start the Seder straight away, and the kids shouldn't fall asleep at the Seder. Why in Kippur? I guess right here, Yom Kippur attack, maybe it's added by day to eat, but Pesach means by night. Okay, tell them what we learned. Chayiv Adam l'sameach bonav ubnei beis v'regel is a mitzvah on every man to misameach his children and his family on Yom Tov. Shenemar, it says, v'samachta b'chagecha, you should rejoice with the family. So how do you rejoice with the family? B'yayin with wine. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, anoshim b'ro'u lehem, v'noshim b'ro'u lehem. You, Tanakama, say that there's a specific criteria what simcha is, which is wine. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, simcha is a mitzvah called, you got to be happy. Whatever it is that makes you happy, that's what the mitzvah is. So therefore, men b'ro'u lehem, men tak, I agree with you, wine, because that's the happiest thing that makes men happy more than anything else. But noshim b'ro'u lehem, women, wine doesn't necessarily make women happy, give something that suits them. Ah, noshim b'rolem is yain. V'noshim b'may, watch women. Tony Rabbi Yisrael b'bavel b'bigdit tzavayim. Bogdil used to give them colored clothing. And Beit Yisrael b'bigdit pishtim b'guatzin, ironed linen clothing. In other words, you give them clothes, that's suitable. Interestingly, the Shalmi says what you should buy for your wife every Erev Yom Tov is shoes, new pair of shoes. And v'yaisus. So that's the machlekes. Sounds from here that you have a mitzvah sameach your wife, because in Gemara Shana Vav we're going to have a machlekes abzeid and abaya. Is there a mitzvah for a woman to be with simcha and yomtiv, or is there a mitzvah for a man to be with sameach his wife and yomtiv? Here it sounds like from the way it says here that a person has to be sameach his wife and buying him things. It sounds like it's the mitzvah is on him. And the other mandam was going to say no, the mitzvah is on the wife, but you have to help her, put her in that mood. She has a mitzvah to be with simcha. So how do you put her in the mood? By us, we need an incentive, which is wine. There, you buy new clothing or new shoes. They're very happy.
He's going to tell you what color he buy himself clothes.
Sorry.
He buy himself clothes, and
you have to give her money.
Exactly. Something. Give her the credit card.
If you buy her clothes, she's going to tell you it's the wrong size, the wrong color, the wrong shape, the wrong.
Tanya, we learn. People say, "Oy, maybe it's man. She base on Migdash Kaima ties. The base on Migdash ain't Simcha El Babasser. How do you have Simcha only with meat? Shenemar, it says, 'Vizavachta Shlamim. You should shech the korm Shlamim. Vachalta Shlamim. You should eat it. Vizamachta Lutnei Hashem Lekechas. Clear that from meat makes a Simcha. Even though they're talking about Shlamim, so the big machlek is a shenim of the mitzvah of ain't Simcha El Babasser is only by Shlamim Mahatayda or Mahatayda any meat. It just happens to be that in those days they used to eat Shlamim." And or the first mandam was with the Rabban, still among Avram and Machlek Yisrael and everything else. However, Achshav today she ain't based on Migdash kind, the base of Migdash ain't Simcha el b'yayin. There's no Simcha only by wine. She never says b'yayin yisamach of avener. Sounds like from here that today is only mitzvah the Rabban. Also sounds like from here that the times the base of Migdash they didn't have a mitzvah Simcha b'yayin. It's ain't Simcha el b'basar, which l'chayim means only meat, and today it's only wine. So the mitzvah shifted. In those days, it was meat. Today, it's wine, which then would sound more like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there's no clear criteria with mitzvah simcha. It's things which make you happy. It's a mitzvah klal, it's what makes you happy. So the times of Beis Midrash when they had the shlamim, they had like a double happiness, because not only were they eating flesh, but the Eibishter was benefiting from it also. So therefore, they felt that they were doing two things. And today, when we don't have that kind of double thing, the only thing that's get close to it is yayin, because yayin makes you feel very spiritual, I guess. So not only are you happy, but you're also feeling in a good mood and so on. That's what it sounds like from here. And the Tesis says so clearly, but members have yain says Tesis Hain Bizmanazet today. I was man bishmikaim ain't sikhalabasa. Clear Tesis holds there was no mitzvah of drinking wine in those days. Only today. Other Hashem disagree. Says Gemara Vayta. Now the next piece of Gemara, I cannot give you all the calculations because the Rashbam and the Rashi give such calculations that you need calculators to work it out. But Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, Kista de Muriyasa, the keli that they used to catch over here to hold the fish, the source of fish, the Chavi Betzepoidi, who have a Kimin Luga. That was like a Lug de Mekacha that you use for Kiddush. Ubob Meshaydi de Vishal Pesach. That is what they use. That is what they use to Meshaydi. No, this thing had a Lug. A Lug has four of Yisin. So if you use that, since by Pesach you need four of Yisin, so if you took this keli that had the source of the fish, and you filled it up, and then you distributed it equally amongst four cups, you knew you had four of Yisin. Because they used to measure. The whole, you know, you're allowed to do medidah shel mitzvah. The whole machlekes is if you're allowed to measure, if you're allowed to weigh on Pesach, the salad, the lettuce, and all that, if you're allowed to weigh it on Yom Tov, because mitzvah. Because medidah shel mitzvah, what's medidah shel mitzvah? Or chayli latim. But here, they used it for revius. Now, in fact, okay, Omar Rav Yechana said, Tamni Yosa Kadmi, so there was a keli. The old keli called Tamni Yosa, the old version, was larger than the new version. The Havibit Tveria, that was, they used this keli called Tamni Yosa and Tveria, Havi Yaseid Aldor Riva, was larger than the modern Tamni Yosa by the size of a river, a revius. So how would they measure a revius? Because your way, you have to fill it up and then have four cups and spill it and spread it out. And who has all four cups straight away? So therefore, you know, that's not an ideal way of measuring. If you want to have know exactly what a revius is, and also this only helps you in Pesach. There's many other things you didn't even need a revius for. How do you know what a revius is? So he says you use this keli, you use the old version and the new version. And you take the old version, you fill up the... And you fill up the new version. If you take the and then what you have left over is exactly one revius. That's the measure for the Pesach. Where do you have?
It sounds like eight.
Sorry.
Tamni Yosa sounds like eight.
Yeah, it was a kind of a keli that they used to use. Yeah.
It sounds like something with a number eight.
Yeah. So look at Rashbam. Where did you use the revius in the Torah? This is how you use the revius for Pesach. Sorry, the next line, the Gemara is that how are we going to measure all the revius in the Torah? Where do you find in the Torah the measurement of revius? Because Arba Kais is only the Rabban. Kiddush is according to the most Pesach, only the Rabban. So where do you find the revius in the Torah? It says the Rashbam, revius in the Torah. I'll tell you where you find the revius in the Torah. Keep going. For example, number one, revius yayin shel nazir halacha meisha masina. A nazir mahalacha masina not allowed to drink a revius. So that's one case of revius. Number two, revius dam haba mishnei mesim. If you have two mesim, as long as you have a revius of dam inside the oil, din of oil. That's a din of revius. That's number two. The nafkon mikro with a pasik. Number three. This is Hashem says mikro. Three. Kigoyin revius shemen. Little kick in nazir. The matzahs of a nazir, you need a revius of oil to mix in. The ikad the yal from mikro. Those are from a pasik. B'menachas. Umidas cholol hakeli. Okay. Then the Rashi says what the next more is. Rashbam. So you have three dinim of revius. Even if you hold that you have to drink, if you hold Kiddush on wine, but there's no share of revius, ma'atayla. So where do you find revius? Only in these three cases. By a mace, two maceim is a revius. By a nozer, the matzahs of a nozer. And how much a nozer can drink. Why Rashi doesn't put the two together, revius, yayin shel nozer, and the kikin nozer? Don't know. I guess the kikin nozer is a machlekes b'chlal, if it's from the Torah or not, or from Sukkim. Says Gemara Vayter, Omer Abchizde, sorry. I'm saying, so then why the next case is the carbon? So wouldn't you bring the two cases together, nozzle, nozzle, rather than throw in the middle a mice of the oil, a mess? Could be. Says, if you want to know how to measure the revius of Torah, is etzbo'ayim al etzbo'ayim, two fingers by two fingers, b'reim etzbo'ayim, the height of two fingers. You know, cube of 2 feet, but no, it's not a cube because the height is 2 fingers, v'chatzi etzba and a half a finger, v'chemish etzba and a fifth a finger. So it's 2 by 2 by 2.7 fingers are thumbs, are 4 fingers in a tefach, and a 6 tefachim in an amma. So you have 24 fingers in an amma. So we're saying here that it's 2 fingers by 2 fingers and the height of 2.5 fingers and another 0.2. So it's 2.7 by 2 by 2. How do we know that's the size of levius? And here's a famous tzlach that we always heard about, that he measured, because we know that a levius is 1.5 eggs, and he measured the egg in this 2 fingers by 2 fingers, and he came to the conclusion that our eggs is a lot smaller, because the 2 fingers, our egg doesn't fit into that. So it must be, he says, it's gotten a shirim. And the famous question on the Rebbe Huda is, how do you know the egg became smaller? Maybe our fingers became bigger. How do you know which way to go? He decided, nobody decided that the shirim became smaller and therefore everything has doubled. That's the famous thing. So they all ask the Rebbe Huda, how do you know? Maybe the fingers, our fingers are much bigger today. Not the eggs are smaller. And the eggs may be the same. And they remember the question, that's why they argue. That's one of the reasons they argue. This Shakatai just told you it was way before the Chazanish. Nobody followed it. Nobody followed it. Yeah. And nobody follows it today either, except Chazanish and his followers. Who follows it? That's where he comes from, his Katna Shir. How do you know? Kilitani, we learn by mikveh, it says in the pasuk, v'rochatz ba'mayim, you should wash yourself in that water as kol psari, in the water that exists already before. So that's how you learn from here, that it has to be in a mikveh, it exists, not mayim shuvim. No, the mayim that was there before, not water you keep on adding. One. And it says that's kol psari. So we learn from here, we need kol psari, shaloi yehei dover choytzes b'm psari mayim. For me, you learn not, you should be in a chatzitza, anything intercepting between your flesh and the water. Ba'mayim b'mei mikveh, gathered water as kol psari, all of your flesh. Mayim shekol gufei oylebehem, water that your entire body can submerge at the same time. That's, you can't have put a leg in, then put the other leg in. It has to have enough water that when you can submerge your entire body, and every part of your body should be underneath the water. Kamehe, how much water do you need for that? Amal amma b'reim sholish amma, 1 amma by 1 amma wide, by 1 amma long, by 3 ammas high. Famous machlek is the Rashbam and Tesis and Babas and other places, a little bit here, is how high is an average person? Is an average person 3 ammas high in total? Or is an average person 3 ammas high till the head? Till the head. And many poskim hold average person 3 ammas high. Tesis, and the Raya that brings from where Avram we had. Why does a person have 4 ammas? Why do you give a person 4 ammas? Shvuyish tachtav, we give each person 4 ammas. Because 3 ammas, we say, the Gemara says, for you, and 1 amma to stretch your hands. But according to you, the head is another amma that you need for that an amma. That's the Raya they bring that you don't need 4 ammas. Tesis brings other ayahs, that's 3 ammas besides the head. But a person's width is generally an amma, and the thickness is an amma. That's pretty wide, pretty thick in those days. Because amma by an amma, I mean, people were squares, basically.
But I think people were
shorter. Or the most protruding point, sorry?
Shorter than them now. I think now.
Three, no, short 3 ammas is? 3 ammas is 4.5 feet.
No, I'm saying people now with nutrition and
4.5 feet is pygmies. Yeah. So the Eden were very small and the Goyim were very big.
So it's a whole oil manufacturing area then, so that's what they're doing.
Okay, interesting. So that's the machlekes, where how tall people were. Anyway, the shiru chachamim shir mei mikachamim established how much water fits, it will fit into an area of an amma 3 ammas high, aboim saw 40 saw, and if you work out your cheshbon and if you look at the Rashbam and Rashi and Rabbi Chananel gives a number of pshatim, it's just so confusing, but works out. Rabbi Chananel is the easiest, but still hard to understand. But bottom line is, it works out if you work back. What 40 saw is, each saw is 6 kavin, and each kavin is 4 lugin, and each lug is 4 deviasin. So therefore, each saw is 96 deviasin. And you have 40, so 40 times 96 works out to 3840. And then you take you work out the fingers, and you work out the measurements, and an amma 6 tvachim, and each amma is 4 fingers, so each amma is 24 fingers. And you work it around, it works out that a 2 fingers by 2.7 is 1 levius. More or less. Amar Ravashi said, Amar li Ravin said, Bachinna, Shulchan shall migdash. You must conclude that the Shulchan of the Beis HaMikdash shall prokim hay is made up of parts. What do you mean? Gives one piece. Amsa ba amsa heichem mitvah. Since the mikveh, remember in the mikveh we needed all the space that Achkoinen can walk around, so they made the mikveh the smallest possible shear to be yitzah mikveh. And we just said a mikveh is an amma by an amma, 3 ammas high. That's exactly how big the mikveh was. If kelim became tamei, they wouldn't table it. But the shulchan we know from the shlokish gemara menachah, they also became tamei. Yeah, because there's a shulchan hatoy that either could become tamei. How would they table it? The shulchan itself was an amma. Why? How would the table an amma? How can it fit into an amma? Teish already asked us a bigger problem. What about the amma? The shulchan also had the zayd and the mizgeres, or not the other shulchan asked the zayd and mizgeres. You had the crown. You had the handles. That even bigger. The Rivash asked a famous question, and I can't remember what the answers. You know, it says parts. Then it's parts.
The handles are bigger. They're longer.
The Rivash asked a very simple question, and I don't remember what the answer was. But the Rivash asks, and it's true, if it's a square, the mikveh, and you have the diagonal. Why couldn't they take the table, which is an amma wide, and put it in the diagonal of the downwards diagonally? And no problem, because 1.4. Remember, we had it by 1.4 fifths. So, could fit right in. So, the only way I think they can answer is that the Zayum is Geddes was attached with one piece, and that still made it bigger than 1.4 as well. And maybe that's why the Gemara doesn't mention them as Geddes, because that's what it means. Amsa means that as well. Anyway, must be that the shulch was made up of parts. So lecheder, there were other. What about the menorah? What about other things? Why Tavka was picking on the shulchan? So can't remember who says it. One of the pshatim is all the other ones. If it was a problem, they took it out of the base of midrash and the table in the mikveh and brought it back. But the shulchan was a problem. The shulchan always had lechem aponim on it, and you can never take it out of the base of midrash. The only time the shulchan had no lechem aponim on it was on Shabbos. In the morning they took off the old lechem aponim, and at night they put it, in the afternoon they put a new one. So because it's only on Shabbos, and on Shabbos you're not allowed to take it to the mikveh because we had more beya mesak and mana. It's a shvus. But the only place where there were no shvusim were inside the base of Migdash. So therefore the only place where they can tevil the shulchan was inside the base of Migdash.
Anyway,
that's the problem. Others say because it was no Erev. Karmless. No, Shlaim is a karmless. So it's still a Rabbanon. But there's no shvus in the base of Migdash. But outside the base of Migdash be a shvus. Yep, that's another thing. That's again, you have to rely on the fact that it's Shabbos. Okay. By the Gemara, it must be all one piece. So Gemara, what's my question? That's not Raya. Dilma b'yam she'asa shleima. Shleima made a big mikveh. Havi matbelei with tevil the tani labchia. Yam she'asa shleima. Shleima made a big mikveh. Machzik was able to hold meya v'chamishi mikveh tahara. We had an erev in the whole cheshbon. This mikveh was huge. Was able to hold 150 mikvehs. So the kainim went to the mikveh all the time. Yeah. So therefore, there's no problem whatsoever. Okay. The next few blatting emot is fascinating. You're going to have to learn it. You shouldn't give them less than 4 cups. Now we're going to learn the concept of zugus. You're not allowed to have things in pairs. We'll see in the Gemara later if it only applies to 2 or 4. According to Rava later on, 4 there's no din of pairs because there's a Yavarech Hashem Vishmerecha. Once it's a Vishmerecha, it protects you. Therefore, anything beyond 2 there's no problem. Another say there's no problem with 10, but 2 definitely is a problem. And right now the Gemara thinks 4 is a problem as well. Freddy Gemara, hey, Misak Nilabon, it means it doesn't mean it's a Sakana. How can the Chachilah, the Chachamim say, drink 4 cups of wine and it's a Sakana? But Tanya, now the obvious question is, don't you have a concept of Shemim Mitzvah Lo Yedera? If you're doing a mitzvah, nothing can harm you. But why would you do the mitzvah in a way where you have to rely on a ness and make the mitzvah should be an odd number? Why an even number? It's one of the reasons why you don't cook even number eggs. But why an even number? He says here, Manama Prag writes about Adichas on this. Manama Prag writes this whole idea of Zugas is not because of Kishif, the Gemara says later, or because of Shaidim. It's because to teach us that the idea of two is Avodah Zarah. Hashem Echad, the idea of one is a Yiddish thing. The idea of two is Yashka, is and so on and so forth. So therefore, we went out of our way to avoid two. The Gemara right now doesn't know it's two. The Gemara thinks 2, 4, even numbers. At the conclusion, the Gemara says it's only 2. Rava says it's only 2. 4 is all right. 6 is all right because it's 2. The idea of having 2. So, but Tani, let me learn. You should never eat 2 of anything. You should never drink 2 of anything. If you go to the bathroom, you shouldn't wipe yourself twice. Either once or 3 times. Always. Nor should you have a relationship with your wife twice in one evening. So we have 3 answers now of the Gemara. Now, interesting. This is a piece of Agadah.
That's a problem.
Look at Rashbam, two lines at the bottom, just to make sure you understand. Today, Zugis, Tumas, Piers. Makes no difference. Right, the things are no difference. Two, four, it's the even number. Tzorach of Tashmish. Now, the Gemara will give a number of answers. Here's amazing. It's an agarata. We ask a question, we give an answer, and there's a whole machlekes in the halachas of the Seder, which in Shulchan Aruch the machlekes, all based on the answer on this piece of agarata. And the following. Answer number one. Answer number one is Omar Rav Nachman Omar Kro. There's a pasuk Leil Shimurim, that this night is a night that we're protected. Leil Hamishumer Ubo Min Hamazikin. We're protected from anyone that we're trying to harm us. That's why we don't say the whole Krishna. That's why we open the door by Shvoi Chamoscha and other people say you open a whole night to show that we're Leil Mashumer. And the irony is that Eden had more tzaddas this night, Easter, than blood libels than any other night of the year. That's answer number one. So therefore, we're not worried about Zugis. Okay. So it's not a question of the Chatchila relying. This is the Abish Chatchila that I'm watching over you. I'm guarding over you. Answer number two. Rava, my Rava says, Kois shall bracha mitztarev l'toiva be'enem mitztarev l'ra. The third cup, which is benching, will only combine for good, not for bad. So if, what are you worried about? Four. I'll take out the cup of benching as if it's not there. You only have three. The obvious question is, why kosher bracha? Because it's to do with the mitzvah of the Torah, the benching. What about kosher kiddush? Why taking out the kosher bracha? Take out the kosher kiddush. Unless maybe the pshat is, because Rava says later on that there's no number four, because vishmerecha takes away number three. And that's what Rava's trying to say here. He doesn't necessarily mean kosher bracha, because it's the mitzvah of the Torah, and kiddush also. And the drinking wine by benching is not a bond, so drinking wine by kiddush. What's the difference? But he means to say that this is number three. And number three, we pull out.
It's interesting, he has both the Rashi and the Rashbam have the gifts of the Kosher Bruch as a Mozi.
Because Kosher Bruch is Bruch as a Mozi.
I know, but when you say Kosher Bruch, you have room to think maybe it's Kiddush or something else.
Okay, answer number three. Now, this is a very important answer. I'm not being off my Machlech Halacha. Ravina Mavina says, Arbo Kosi Takinu Rabbanon Derecheres. The Rabbanon instituted four cups Derecheres. You should drink it Derecheres. Rishonim have a problem with what exactly he's trying to say with this line here, but it's the next line that counts. Kol chad v'chad mitzvah b'napshehu. Every single one is a separate mitzvah. Every cup is a separate mitzvah. So what are you mixing them all together? They're a separate mitzvah. In fact, the question that they ask, the famous question that everybody asks on this Gemara is, why is Gemara so worried about Pesach? What about every Friday night? Every Friday night, Lecha Mishnah, about drinking wine. Every Friday night, you have Kiddush and benching. So you don't have the third and fifth cup, the second and the fourth cup, but you have a first and third. You have two cups, kosher bracha and kosher kiddush. So how do you ever have every Shabbos that way? What's the difference? What are you asking a Pesach here? So over there, the answer is very poshut. What's the connection between the two? This starts the meal. This ends the meal. They're not the same thing like we had before about shtei kosher. Here it's four mitzvahs. We thought right now it's one mitzvah. Arba kosher, one mitzvah. And we thought right now that if you don't have all four cups, don't drink anything, because you can't yad yaitzah. Says the Gemara, no, that kol chad v'chad mitzvah ba'ampe nafshu, and therefore they're not connected either. And according to the Rashashi's Medayik from here, that if you're missing a cup, you're Yetzer. According to Rabbeinu David, who's a Talmud of the Rabban, says, Mefedish, if you're missing a cup, you're not Yetzer anything. What the introduction here, Arbo, Kosa, Tekin, Abad, Chedis, is hard to understand. What does that have to do with the fact that each one is a separate mitzvah and not a separate mitzvah? And if it's Chedis, it can't be one mitzvah? What's the link? Now, based on this, the big Machlech Hashem, I'll just briefly tell you. There's a machlekes Hashem is whether since now it's every one of seven mitzvah, says the Rif, you gotta make a bracha for each kais, because each of the seven mitzvah, you gotta make a bracha for each kais. The Rosh says you only make a bracha on the first cup and the third cup, you don't make a bracha on the second and the fourth, because you're yaitzah of the first. Hagodah is a hefsik, it doesn't matter, because we learned before already, we had if you drink wine in the beginning of the meal, you yaitzah all the wine. Fanabashi said you even yaitzah the wine after benching, because you had it in mind, you're gonna drink it later. So there's a machlekes, which cups you make a bracha. Then the machlekes bracha achreina. Bracha achreina. The Rif says the only cup you make a bracha, you make two cups of bracha achreina. After the second cup and after the fourth. After the second cup, because you finish the first half of the Seder, and after the fourth. The Rosh, another Shem, argued, second cup. This bracha, bar gofen, is mitzi, the wine you drink during the meal. Others answer that if no, but we just learned, we're talking about a poor man. This Hogemar is about a poor man. He has no wine. What wine is he drinking during the meal? Therefore, he should make a bracha chreina. Others say, what do you mean? You have to drink roiv kais. He would leave a little bit of wine so he can enjoy some wine during the meal. And what about everybody else? Anyway, big machlekes here. The point that we make a bracha every cup before, and we only make a bracha chreina the last one. Let's finish the Gemara. Two more lines. It's all based on how do we understand kol chat of mitzvah apinafshu. Just an answer on a shtikal agadah here. Then the Gemara says, if so, you said one of the things the Braise says you shouldn't do. La yasa tzroch of today, you shouldn't relate to the why twice. You don't plan lechatchila, it worked out that way. So the first day you thought it was over, and then you change your mind. And we learned before that by drinking, if every time you change your mind, remember Amayman said that the reason why he makes a bracha for his girlfriend every single time, or Mazuta said, every single time, because the nimluchu, he thought only once, and he drank another cup. So what's a chiluk? Amar Abaye misunderstood the Braise. Hachik karma, this is what the Braise is saying. Lo yeichel tre, don't eat something of two. Or yishta tre or double, and then v'lo yasa tzrach v'machas, then have relations, because dilma cholisha misa, because you're weakened. You're weakened, you're vulnerable, but if you eat something in pairs, the mazik can get to you, kishav can get to you, we'll see later in the Gemara, and you're weakened, and therefore it's not healthy, and it's bad for your health. We'll continue mission tomorrow. You want to do the next 2 months?